This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Xcel Energy and the city of Boulder have been battling over who will provide electricity in the city going forward. Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood is with me this morning to talk about the latest controversy over the city's plans. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So Boulder voters in November narrowly approved the possible creation of a city-owned electric utility, a step opposed by Xcel Energy. Now it looks like Xcel is taking the fight to another level. What's going on?
Well, Xcel is continuing to up the stakes, Emily. The company recently asked state utility regulators that it be allowed to exclude Boulder customers from certain renewable energy and demand-side management programs. It wants to exclude those customers unless the city agrees to assume the program's costs if a municipal utility were formed in the coming years. Essentially, Xcel doesn't want to have other ratepayers around the state paying for those costs if Boulder splits off into its own utility.
So what programs are we talking about exactly?
Essentially, these are programs aimed at rewarding use of renewable energy, and it's those programs that Xcel is targeting, including programs that go by the name of Solar Rewards, Wind Source, and Solar Rewards Community, which is commonly known as a Solar Gardens program, as well as a demand-side management energy efficiency program. Xcel says that these programs require a long-term commitment from customers and that it can't rely on Boulder customers long-term because the city might create its own utility.
So how is the city responding to Xcel's request to exclude Boulder customers from these programs? I'd imagine that these renewable energy programs are pretty popular in Boulder.
They certainly are. Boulder customers are some of the biggest users of these rebate programs, with participation at higher than the state average. Not surprisingly, backers of a proposed municipal utility in Boulder are not happy with Xcel's request. They say that Boulder residents are paying for the rebate program through higher fees and that it would be unfair and discriminatory to cut them off. City officials also say that it's incumbent on the city and Xcel to continue serving Boulder customers in the best way possible as discussions over municipalization continue.
And Chris, you've spoken about the push for a municipal-owned utility in Boulder before. What is really at the bottom of this controversy?
It all comes down to city officials and supporters who feel that Boulder would be better able to increase use of renewable energy resources if the city were to create its own municipal utility rather than having Xcel serve Boulder customers. A municipal utility is not uncommon. We see them in Fort Collins, Loveland, Longmont, Estes Park, and Colorado Springs, just to name a few examples. But opponents point out that those city utilities were created many decades ago and that the cost of condemning Xcel's power assets would be extremely high. Still, voters did authorize the city to create a utility, though the city still has not decided to do so.
So if the city has not yet gone that route, why is this coming up now?
It's really posturing on both sides. Xcel wants to make the city and Boulder residents aware of the consequences of such a move, while the city has proceeded to hire out-of-state attorneys who can help it weigh the costs and benefits and legal issues surrounding possible condemnation of Xcel's assets. This is a fight that will go on for quite a few years, and eventually it will probably wind up in court.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.